Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Built for Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning. Boomer out the rest of the week. That means that Jerry is back in for Boomer. Didn't work out for Rutgers last night. He will be back in the studio tomorrow. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Gee, what is going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing okay. I am I'm sort of decompressing after that warm-up show. My emotions were running so hot after listening to Al and CeeLo. I needed to calm down myself. You know, I mean, these guys were going at it as hard as they can, as they say at this radio station. And we'll talk to those guys coming up when CeeLo comes in for his update that I don't want to hear anyway. So we will... We will rehash what those guys got into. But man, I tell you, I was back there when Al took that first call. That was one of the most amazing moments that I've ever experienced. When Kathy called up, and then Kathy was followed by a guy who asked Al for his Final Four predictions.
And they wanted to talk about Evan Rogers.
I mean, it's just that whole combination right there. That was, you know, you just get the right ingredients for a soup or a sandwich and everything's perfect. You get CeeLo so mad that he storms out. Now you got Al doing a solo show that he said he's never been able to do. And then the little... The cherry on top is Eddie is screening the phone calls, and he'll put anybody through. So now you got Al sitting there swimming upstream with guys like, you know, Kathy calling up and Evan Rogers and someone going, "What's your Final Four, Al?" Oh, it was great.
Yeah, delicious, wasn't it?
It was something else. So So anyway, I'm sorry about Rutgers. I am happy that you'll be back in the studio tomorrow, but that's it for them in the Big Ten tournament. And we'll see what happens with the postseason NIT stuff, and maybe you'll get some more positivity to end the season there. But so, all right. Obviously, the Aaron Rodgers story, everybody has probably seen it by now, but there was a CNN reporter, Pamela Brown, and another anonymous source that said that Aaron Rodgers believed the Sandy Hook conspiracy theory that Alex Jones believed that he ended up going on trial for a defamation suit and all of that stuff and had to pay millions of dollars. And he shared these views that the children didn't exist and the parents were actors. He shared these views in private conversations on multiple times. So once at the Kentucky Derby with Pamela Brown. Now, the reaction to this yesterday is everybody has to be more offended than the next person. You know, like, this is disgusting. This is that. We all know that. All right. We all understand that anybody who believes that the Sandy Hook tragedy was fake is it's ridiculous. That's horrible. And then first thing I think about, like, the parents who were involved that lost kids are like, we got to go through this again now? Like, we just had to relive this and the Alex Jones thing. Now I got to go through this again? Like, this is back in the media again? Like, my God, like, we never even think about that. Like, the people who are directly affected by this, that this is their lives. Mm-hmm. Now they got to relive some of this stuff and see this back in the news. I mean, that first off is just horrible. But what is truly amazing to me about this is that very few people, when they see this, and this is probably what the CNN people wanted, Pamela Brown wanted, very few people, when they see this, look at how this is being reported. So, like, I'll ask the question, should we even know that Aaron Rodgers said these things in private? First off, that's number one. Should we know? So this is Kentucky Derby, private conversation, and he says something, and then all of a sudden, how many years later now? 11 years later? That they want to put this out there in a private conversation. So first off, we're taking their word for it. I don't know the context. I don't know anything about it. They're sharing this 11 years later. So I don't even know, like, if we were to take private conversations from every single public figure out there, everybody would be roasted for something. Maybe not as crazy and as hurtful as the Sandy Hook conspiracy, but everybody would be killed for something. I'll raise my hand right now. If you took a private conversation from me, and let's say I had a couple of mint juleps at the Kentucky Derby, I wouldn't be sitting here anymore. I'll tell you that right now with something I would say that would offend somebody or whatever. So, like, that part of it to me is, like, that's what we're going to do now? Is we're going to take private conversations from over a decade ago and all of a sudden, because, like, his name is in the news politically, you have to take him down? Like, why, if this was such a horrible thing, and we're talking 11 years ago that Aaron Rodgers said to Pamela Brown, he was a couple of years removed from winning the Super Bowl, and he was one of the most recognizable athletes in the world. Why don't report? Why don't you say it then?
Right. Why sit on it for 10 years?
Yeah. So, like, that part of it to me, and this is in no defense of Aaron Rodgers' view on this, if it is true that he believes that. But I've never seen, like, even the way that politicians are covered today. Have you ever seen someone come out and report a private conversation and then everybody believe it from a decade ago?
Well, here's why I think people, it's funny you say that, because one of the first things I thought of when I saw this yesterday is, why are we going to take the word of this reporter as opposed to waiting to see if there's a response from him or someone from his camp? Who knows? Maybe there won't be a response. I have no idea. And then I said, well, if you actually start adding up the things, this is why he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. Right, yeah. Wrong, or indifferent.
Yes.
You start adding, you start looking at it, and I actually wrote some of them down because I forget them when I have the conversation. The Deshaun Kizer stuff.
Yeah, 9/11.
With 9/11. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to talk about something that's near and dear to us in New York City, it doesn't get closer to home than that. And for anybody to even question it.
But,
go ahead.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry. But, okay. Did he not run out on the field with the American flag 9/11 opening game?
Like, that's neither here nor there. What I'm trying to say is you want to know why people would run with this. I'm trying to answer your question.
All right.
It's because it's not one time. It's the 9/11 thing with Deshaun Kizer. It doesn't mean he's not patriotic. It doesn't mean he's not American. It means, as he always likes to say, I'm a critical thinker. Some things don't need critical thinking, though.
Yeah.
We saw 9/11 with our own eyes. Boomer was in the rubble, for Christ's sake. I mean,
I know. It's hard. I know. And okay. And Sandy Hook, it's horrible if he believed that. But my question, I guess, would be, do you really think he believes that?
But like, then why? Let me ask you this, G. Why say it? You want
to? There's no reason to say it, and me trying to speculate why he would say it. I'm just speculating.
That's all.
But like, I think that, like, with the Deshaun Kizer thing, like, I think that, like, he was a rookie quarterback who came in or wherever he was at that point in his career, mm-hmm. and like he could be like hazing him and messing with him and throwing stuff out there. Like, I don't believe, like, so he shouldn't be saying these things. As Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't believe, he shouldn't be saying them if he believes or doesn't believe it.
Right,
he
you're answering your own question. Right. That's all. And I'm not saying he does believe it, but I'm trying to answer the question why people would run with this stuff. And there's just a history of it. You want to question, and I mean, this really go down a different path, but you know, you want to question God, for instance. I think that's a fair debate because there's no real proof of it other than what we believe, our faith. It's a conversation you can have, and that can certainly go down a dark road if you want. But there are some things that just shouldn't come out of your mouth, and to me, those two are bad. And then you also got, you know, the other stuff I'm not even going to get into, but, I mean, he's done so many different things. The list I wrote down, that's why he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt from a lot of people. To me... I'm with you. You have a conversation with somebody, and it's supposed, I think it would be off the record if you're just shooting the breeze. I don't know why this would come out 11 years later, except for the fact of the whole vice president nonsense with Robert Kennedy Jr. Now people outside of the sports world, you see this in politics all the time. Now we got to take you down.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, the light goes on. Oh, remember what he said 11? I'm not saying it's right, but that's why it happens. And I'm sure if he did other, let me ask you this. Let's say, for instance, and Robert Kennedy Jr. is not winning the presidency. We talked about this yesterday. But if there is a ticket, and if he is on it, you don't think his family life is going to come out again with the way his family can't? He basically broke apart from his family. You know that'll become a story again.
Of course. And I do want, I know this was one of the sticking points with Al and CeeLo, and Al didn't think he needed to address it, and CeeLo thought he was going to address it. I do believe that, you know, Aaron Rodgers lives for stuff like this to be able to debunk what the media is saying about him. And in a situation like this, he has to, if he feels the need to, he has to defend himself. And I do want to hear, you know, how he explains these things, because that's interesting to me. I kind of need to know, but... I mean, nobody is taking the RFK Jr. candidacy seriously as far as him winning is concerned. So this is not like, you know, so when people are afraid of a politician winning office, so I'll do both sides, right? Donald Trump and the Ryan Seacrest, or no, what was that guy's name?
I know who you're talking about.
Billy Bush.
Billy That's Bush, it. Thank you. Yep. Billy Bush and Donald Trump. This guy, grab you by the bleep.
Yep.
That
yep.
comes out, right? People who don't want Biden in office. You know, Hunter Biden was doing crack for like 15 years while Joe Biden was in Washington. All of a sudden, he's going to run for the presidency, and it's a problem that his son's doing crack, right? So it's just like there'll be something that comes out about everybody when there's a threat that they're actually going to win. But the fact that this came out now, first of all, he's not been named the vice president candidate, or the running mate, rather, for RFK Jr. Nobody's taking that seriously, but yet they felt the need to unearth this story from 11 years ago in a private conversation. Like, that to me is nuts.
I don't disagree. And I completely agree.
Like, and I don't want to, I cannot and will not defend anybody who utters the words that 9/11 was a conspiracy or Sandy Hook was a conspiracy. I can't defend it. I am not going to make excuses or apologies for anybody who would say that. But I can't imagine that Aaron Rodgers, when he ran out holding that flag on 9/11, that in his brain he believed that 9/11 was an inside job. Plus, I could not imagine that if Aaron Rodgers went up to Sandy Hook and talk to the parents, that he would look them in the face and say that you guys are actors. So, yes, you're right. It should never, ever utter those words. It's not funny if you're messing with somebody. It's not cool to try to catch a CNN reporter and say, hey, I want to test you. Bringing that stuff up should be off limits. So he is wrong in that regard to bring it up. But I cannot, I'm sorry. As crazy as he has been with some stuff, I cannot believe when he's running out with that flag as a member of the New York Jets with New York on his jersey, that he is thinking that the U.S. government was the one that took down the Twin Towers. There's no way. But he still should have never brought it up.
Right.
But he should have never done that. But he can't possibly believe that, can he?
No, I hope not. And I don't think so. But you just answered your own question. Why then? And the whole critical thinking thing is fine for a lot of different topics.
But this,
to me,
no.
Those
yeah,
two,
right. yeah.
no. And I just don't know why you would even utter those words, honestly. Off the record, on the record, why would you even have that thought when you got parents burying their kids trying to move on with their lives? These are two topics that are really sensitive and really real.
Yeah.
You know, there is no black and white with these things. That's why, to me, it's nuts. And I don't believe anything. I hope not. You know, I don't know the guy. I hate talking about him because I don't know him.
Yeah.
And I feel like he plays games with us. The suggestions, he didn't say it, but the suggestions with Epstein and Jimmy Kimmel. Could you imagine if he said what he said and then Boomer's name came out? You don't think we would have thought, whoa, what?
Yeah, no,
of course we would have.
No.
It was a terrible suggestion. The misleading of the vaccine and the immunization. He plays games with us because he's smarter than all of us. Okay, fine, you win. Yeah. In this case, I don't know why you would utter these words.
Yeah.
That's all.
You're right. I agree with that. So there are two parts of it, like the private conversation reporting and then everybody believing every bit of it when you haven't even heard from him. I mean, I think that is a problem. I mean, and lots of people, if you put yourself in Aaron Rodgers' shoes, I mean, what we said 11 years ago in God knows what context could burn every single one of us. But there's a difference on what you said. So, like, I'm immunized, he said in front of everybody. Like, we saw that.
Yeah.
The Jimmy Kimmel Epstein thing, we saw that on Pat McAfee. When he has gone on with Rogan and the lizard people stuff and the aliens and all, that's coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can infer that he would say these things and you could believe it because of his history. But at the same time, we didn't see him say this stuff. You know, so like to me, that if we're going to the media, the way that things are reported on in news media and politics is so bad now. It's so bad. But if now we're going to take private conversations that someone is having out of context a decade ago and put it out there to try to take. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers had public comments on Sandy Hook that were, you know, we got to make sure this never happens again and stuff like that. They're out there. So, like, we're going to take that conversation with no context from a decade ago from someone that I never even heard of until yesterday in Pamela Brown. I don't know about anything about her.
Right.
I mean, that is a dangerous precedent to set. For
not
everybody.
I completely agree. I am not arguing that point at all. I was just trying to answer your question, why people would run with it.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is his past. That's all.
Yeah.
He's a headline. Right or wrong, the guy's a headline.
Yeah, and like another thing, and I should not use social media as any sort of barometer for the way that most people think. Because that is people use social media as a representation of what they want people to think who they are. You know, that's what this is. But when people take an opportunity to, like something like this, to throw out there, you know, how sick they are of this thing, it's like, you don't need to prove to me that you're more offended than everybody else. Like, people, like your feelings on this are not the important thing here. The important thing here is the people who were directly involved that have to relive this situation. Like, don't think about yourself and putting out there how disgusted you are by this. Like, just stop. You're not getting any brownie points from anybody because you tweet out, this is sick, or as a father. Like, okay, so you're a father, so you know, dead people or dead children is worse to you than anybody else. Like, there's people who aren't fathers that look at the Sandy Hook tragedy and go, it wasn't so bad. Come on, everybody knows how horrible that was. Everybody knows. It was one of the worst tragedies in American history. That's how far I'll go with this. That's how terrible it was. And still to this day, when you think about it, I think a lot of people don't want to think about it because it was so horrible. But, like, to take these opportunities on social media for people to give you likes and, like, pat you on the back because you're so disgusted by Aaron Rodgers' take, like, get lost. Seriously.
Get lost, you loser. Get out.
Yeah. That's just something I had to say about that.
Yep, understood.
But the big points, I believe, because in this day and age, you got to do this. You got to hammer your point home so people understand exactly what you're saying so it doesn't get twisted. Is one, you should never utter conspiracy theories on things like that unless you have some sort of legit, direct proof in some form. Like, don't be floating theories about 9/11 and Sandy Hook. There's too much. It's just horrible to utter these things in any way, shape, or form.
And that's the, before you take the break, and that's the point. Like, if the conspiracy theories that he talked about were the moon landing, is anybody going crazy?
No.
Right.
Kyrie Irving, flat earth, same thing. You know,
right.
So just don't do that with those two American tragedies. And two, are we really going to start reporting private conversations with people from decades ago? Because if we're doing that, I mean, I'd love to see everybody at CNN or any of these cable news organizations that are reporting this, if there were private conversations that they had 10 years ago and some of the stuff that they said, maybe about their boss, maybe about someone who was a look different than them, maybe about this, maybe about that, when they're drunk, who they screwed, all these things that people don't want to know that they might talk about in private. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, you want to play that game? Well, you remember what you told me 15 years ago? Well, now that's out there.
I believe April of last year in my calendar. The world is full of liars and hypocrites.
The Jerry Recco calendar. It always comes back to that. And I can't wait for the 2025 version. I've got my 2024 version in my office, and I keep up with it, and it puts a smile on my face every day. Okay. So we've got CeeLo. We're going to talk to CeeLo about the him and Al argument. It was fun to watch from my perspective, because I've been involved in many of those with every one of my co-hosts, every one of them, from Pittsburgh to Brian Jones to Boomer to just about everybody. There's been a walkout, screw you, I'm not talking to you, I don't want to go back into the studio moment. And for Al to experience that, really for the first time, I know you and Al have gotten into it, but there's never been like a vacancy.
No, I've never left.
Yeah, so like that was just great. So we'll rehash that coming up in a few minutes, and we got a lot to get to on this Thursday morning on The Fan. It is Boomer and Geo on CBS Sports Network as well.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. So if you missed the warm-up show in the opening segment, Al and CeeLo were talking about the Aaron Rodgers CNN story. And then wires got crossed and they weren't understanding each other. And then it really turned into, as Al aptly described it, like it sounded like a relationship fight. Like it was exactly like that.
I was the girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I was listening to that going like, I have gotten in arguments with my wife exactly like this. Like whoa, you're saying all this stuff, but I don't even understand what you're saying.
So I'm disagreeing. Okay. Would you like me to just agree with everything you say? Do you find that to be compelling radio?
I asked.
So I disagree.
God, you never stop talking.
All right, I'll tell you what, Al. I'll turn the mic off, and you can do the rest of the warm-up show yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I have other things I can do. I can go get audio ready.
Freaking do them.
Very good. See you later.
All right.
All right, so, all right, a couple of things. One, if you missed that, CeeLo did leave the studio after that.
And we were going to a break, to be fair.
But did not come back.
Right?
Did not come back at the beginning of the next segment. So I was so curious I had to go because I was parking the car, stayed in the car, the attendant was waiting for me, and I'm like, just give me a second. And then I came up here, and then I, of course, put on the Odyssey app to see if you were in the studio. You were not. And then we got those great moments with Al and the callers. But that was legitimate emotion from you.
Not about Aaron Rodgers but CNN story.
Right, but that was not like people out. He came up to me and goes, was that a bit?
No.
I said, no, these guys.
I don't do bits.
And Al, when you said, so go freaking do it.
I said that. I don't even remember saying that. Like, I'm hearing that audio. It's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember him saying that, honestly.
But that did, because there could be like Al's, like, you know, could be saying something where it sounds like he's angry, but he's not. But I actually think that that was you being angry.
Yeah.
I think.
So, yeah, no, I was angry. Yeah.
So go freaking do it.
Right. It's also part, like, for me, a lot of this anger comes at the industry as well.
Yeah.
That, like, I used to love that kind of talk radio, and it just doesn't exist anymore. Like, it stinks, and I like having things where people get angry and walk out and all the, and not manufactured, like, legitimately having those conversations.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like doesn't exist anymore, and I hate that. Well, so when I get a chance
this morning,
I love to yell, and then to see people on Twitter going, "Next topic, like you idiots, lost."
I know. I mean, and these are the same people that if we sat there, you guys opened up talking about, you know, UCLs, that they probably changed the station and put on classic rock somewhere because they were getting their face bored off. You know, so they probably stuck that whole time because it was compelling and then tweeted something like next topic, but they were probably locked in the entire time. But yes, that was very real. I also think one thing that you do is like you looked at CeeLo as the personification of everything you hate in sports talk.
Is that fair? You channeled it all towards me. That's fine, by the way.
How so?
All right. So like when you said, you could say the same stuff about Gerrit Cole all day long and his stupid elbow, but this to you is repetitive. Like, I think you were taking your anger of listening to the radio station all day talk about these baseball topics that you don't like and then made CeeLo the culprit for that.
I made, because it's not often that you get a topic that has a sports tie to it where you can be crazy talk radio.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. So I don't want to move on from it.
Yeah.
So let's keep,
Right, right.
I have other things I can do. I can go get audio.
Freaking do them.
Very good. In Al's defense, he did say, you guys, plural.
Oh, okay. All right.
So he was sort of, it was broad. It wasn't just me.
I do understand.
It was similar to maybe a month or two ago. You said something, not in an angry ear, but something along like, someone like you, like in a... You didn't mean it in a demeaning way, but it kind of came across that way, which was funny. I laughed at that at the time.
So the thing that made you the most angry was what?
Him saying, you never stop talking.
Oh, okay.
And Jerry, in years past where I'm in here, he's like, talk, like do your job, you know? So here I'm in here, we're co-hosting the show.
Yeah.
That's part of what I'm here to do is to speak. Now, I get Al's point. Fine, we're fired up, we're arguing, we're disagreeing, we're talking over each other, I agree, not the best radio, but it happens on this radio station all day long, all the time. People get fired up, they yell, they scream, and you guys are always on me about, Switzerland, you never have a take. So here I am, fired up about something, engaging in it, and he wants no part of it. So to me, that's contradictory, made no sense, and that's why I said, all right, well, then I'll just go back to doing what I'm here to do today,
I always told you, don't be like Peter Schwartz. You don't want another Al drop saying, CeeLo.
Yeah.
Say something.
Right. Say something. And I think that, and Al, you can correct me, but I think that what was bothering you was not CeeLo having a take on things, but he was interrupting and you weren't processing what he was saying either because you couldn't understand or he wasn't putting it together well enough. You didn't understand his point. So it was one thing, you didn't understand his point, and two, he was interrupting you. That's what seemed to get you worked up.
Yeah, and I also wanted to make it clear because he seemed confused by where I was at. And all I pictured was people thinking Al agrees with Aaron Rodgers, 9/11 was an inside job and Sandy Hook never happened. That's what I wanted to make clear.
Yeah, and I did the same thing in the open because people are, they just don't want to listen to things.
Well,
they can't comprehend
they
things.
Hear.
So, like, you have to say that over and over again because people just are not as intelligent as they used to be, I guess, is a nice way to put it. But I will give you guys credit for talking about this in this way and being able to fresh off of it have a conversation about what happened, because I don't know if I could do that right away. Like, I get so emotional in those things, like I would need even more time to talk about it. And I've seen other radio guys that get so worked up that they won't bring it up and talk about it. So I thought that was good that you were able to have a discussion about your fight so soon after your fight.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a grudge holder. I mean, in the grand scheme, this is like small potatoes what we're doing here.
But you know how
not
it
the
goes.
Sandy Hook side of things, the us arguing on a radio station.
No, I know. But not everybody's like that. Like, I mean, if me at 27 would have never been able to have a conversation about that afterwards. I wouldn't talk to the guy. I literally did that. Like, I didn't talk to my co-host for, like, off the air for, like, 2 months because of one of these things.
Yeah, Michael and Chris did Chris that had for that.
Right, yeah, 12 years. Right, exactly. Yeah, 12 years. Yeah.
I mean, 5 hours every day, and, you know, you made the comment going as hard as they can with the whole entry song. They had those issues all the time.
Yeah. It was very interesting to me, and good job, guys. I'm sure that Jerry was enjoying the hell out of that sitting.
I didn't hear most of it.
I was wondering if he was listening or not.
No, I logged in about 5:18, I think, and all I heard was about 30 or 40 seconds, and then Chris walk out. What the hell is going on?
Well, Jerry, it's posted. If you want to listen to the segment one,
it's posted where?
On our website.
Really?
Yeah, the first three segments.
Oh, all right.
Right up there. That's how it works on the Odyssey app.
Well, the app, I know that.
Goes right up there.
All right.
All right, CeeLo, we didn't leave you with a lot of time for an update. Okay. I'm sure
you didn't want to hear it anyway.
I did not.
So eloquently said it.
I did not. Well, this was more interesting to me than that. Give us the important stuff.
All right, a couple of things we'll do here. We're brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I do have that first call Al took, which maybe next hour. We'll get to that because that was pretty fun. With Kathy, which is a part of why I didn't come back in, because once he went to the calls, that was highly entertaining. So we didn't want to interrupt that, that's for sure. We can save the Yankee update stuff for next hour. Let me give you something that comes with a piece of audio. So the Jets yesterday making this trade to bring back right tackle Morgan Moses with the Ravens. They send a sixth rounder to Baltimore. They're also swapping fourth round picks. So Francesa, Johnny on the spot, as it turns out. Breaking down the Jets' O-line, the Moses trade, and free agent options, or one particular option for left tackle.
So if he's the right tackle for $3.6 million plus incentives, God bless him. I'm sure Rodgers is going to want to get Bacteria involved, but you know what? Bacteria is a guy who has been ravaged the last couple of years by injuries.
I would think so. Bacteria would lead to injury or health issues.
I mean, bacteria is going to come into that locker room and infect everybody, man. That's going to be a big problem.
Oh God. Just add it to the list.
I'm sure that he's going to want to get bacteria involved the way that he is. You know, he likes the spread of germs. And, you know, and then, you know, after they get bacteria involved, they're going to go out there and they're going to get pneumococcal pneumonia for the safety. I mean, we all know that. That's what is the way it's going to be. So, and then I don't know how meningitis is still out there. I have no idea. Someone needs to pick up meningitis. So that's what I think. I think, you know, a good off season for Joe Douglas, get bacteria in here, get meningitis in here. And then if you can still fit them under the cap, pneumococcal pneumonia. Get him in here, and then we'll talk about off-season pack after this.
new league year opened up 4 o'clock yesterday, and you had the Titans swooping in with a bombshell. Calvin Ridley, who sounded like either the Jaguars or the Patriots, it ends up the Titans 4 years, $92 million, $50 million guaranteed off a 1,000-yard receiving season for him, so he goes to Tennessee. The Bucs held their press conference for the Baker Mayfield re-sign. Did either of you hear the clip from Jason Light yesterday talking about Baker?
I did not hear it. I did see it, but I did not hear him say it.
So he's asked about Baker's toughness and resiliency to resurrect his career year one in Tampa.
It gives somebody that's coming to work.
He set the tone for this team with his, for lack of a better word, he's probably a 1 out of 10. He's a 10 on the scale. So sorry, Nelson.
Thank you. I'll take that.
So my
one
question,
on the what?
Okay, so you guys want to take a stab at the bleeped word there?
Well, I see.
We can play it, which I will in a second. Okay. After
I'll say testicles.
A 10 on the testicle scale? Okay.
Like the ball scale.
Ball scale. Like
he's
all
got
right.
stones.
Got it. You need to hear it again, G? You were slightly distracted there. Okay. Yeah.
He set the tone for this team with his, for lack of a better word, he's probably a 1 out of 10. He's a 10 on the scale. So, sorry, Nelson.
I mean, it sounds like Effer scale. Like
Effer?
You know what I'm saying. Like Ucker? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
But, but if you could play it, then it's not that.
Ready?
Yeah.
He set the tone for this team with his, for lack of a better word, he's probably a 1 out of 10. He's a 10 on the prick scale.
Oh!
So, sorry, Nelson.
Thank you. I'll take that.
And Nelson, just to clear it up, is like the communication czar, so he knew right away, like, ah, my bad. But, yeah, 1 to 10, he's a 10 on the prick scale.
All right.
And Baker liked that, which is pretty on brand for him, I would say.
Man, oh, man, that's good. Yeah, I would think that he would like that, but I did not think the 10 on the prick scale was where you were going.
The old backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
Jason Light. Quickly, before I go, since Jerry's out in Minneapolis, round one of the Big Ten tournament, Rutgers, Maryland, in the opener last night, and it was pretty much over. Quickly.
Williams on the outside to the right. Gets the screen from Amori. Left elbow. Pull-up jumper. No good. Short. And the ball is rebounded by Scott. Looking to run. Long lead pass ahead to Reese. Ahead of the field. Two-hand slam. 11-0 Maryland. Timeout Rutgers. This is about as bad a start as the Scarlet Knights could have ever thought of.
Yeah, that's Jerry on 880, 36-22 at the half. And Rutgers, what did you say, some window dressing a little bit in the second half?
Yeah, well, they finished the game on an 11-0 run.
Ah,
so
there
the
you
game
go.
Wasn't, yeah, the game wasn't as close as that.
65-51.
Yeah, really unexpected, disappointing. I don't know what you want to say. I was stunned watching it. And we were across from the Rutgers coaches watching Steve Peichel. The look of just incredulous. They were stunned too. This is not what they expected.
Mm. So they opened up down 11-0 and then finished 11-0. Interesting.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy too? I think Maryland hit their first 4 threes. I think they finished like 5-for-20, but they set the tone early, got a big lead, and that was it.
All right, Fordham out in the Atlantic 10, lost to VCU yesterday. Big East-wise, you've got the big one between St. John's and Seton Hall coming up this afternoon after UConn takes on Xavier in the opener at noon.
You know what you are? You're like a little entitled little prick is what you are.
Haven't you used that with your Sean Marks, too, you little prick?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, little guy, I thought I liked you. Turns out you're a little prick. Didn't see that one coming. All right, now I see where you can. See, I thought you'd like me, but turns out you're just a prick. All right. We'll see you next hour, CeeLo. Oh, it is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So Aaron Rodgers has not been able to comment on any of this stuff that is going on around him, whether it is the CNN report about his Sandy Hook conspiracy theory and or the vice presidential candidacy that has been out there with RFK Jr. because Aaron Rodgers has been on an ayahuasca retreat. So he has gone back to that. And he believes in that and the psychedelics and how it opens his mind and makes him a better player and all of these things. So, I mean, it truly is amazing. Like, we're used to this now. But, like, let's just say if you were in another country and didn't have any access. I was going to say in a coma, but I don't want to go down that route. But in another country, didn't have any access to U.S. media. And then you came back and you were a Jets fan and you just heard what I had to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That he was on an ayahuasca retreat and hasn't been able to respond to his Sandy Hook conspiracy theory report by CNN and also his vice presidential candidacy with RFK Jr. Yeah. But all of this is what's going on. But I think Pat McAfee probably reached out to Aaron Rodgers and that's what he got back because he wanted to put him on. But I do think that in this particular instance, it is important for him to clarify where he's coming from. And I think that he will.
I know Al's point was like, well, why do I, why if you're Aaron Rodgers, why do I have to respond to this report? It's 11 years ago. It's a private conversation. Like, I'm just getting, if I respond to it, I'm giving credence to it. But he, his history, along with conspiracy theories, his history is also to be combative when it comes to reports about him. Like, even when we were messing around with that text that Boomer got about Aaron Rodgers retiring, or no, sorry, Aaron Rodgers protesting the Super Bowl because of whatever reason. Like, so there was, he, Boomer got it, this was a couple years ago. Boomer got a text from a number he didn't know, and we were having fun with it and saying, like, oh, imagine if this is true. And he's like, there's no way it's true. I don't know where this is coming from, but man, that would be crazy. And it was like some story about how Aaron Rodgers was going to, because of the COVID rules, like, boycott the Super Bowl. And we were, like, talking about it, like, tongue-in-cheek, like Tiki was doing the You're Dead to Me Saquon tongue-in-cheek. But, of course, the story gets back to Aaron Rodgers, and he responded on McAfee to that particular story. So he's, that's just one of many examples of things he's going to respond to. So I would imagine that he's going to take this opportunity to clarify things that are out there with the RFK Jr. stuff and the CNN report.
Right, and that's the other thing. You know, you mentioned the RFK Jr. thing. We don't even know if he's going to be working with RFK Jr. And I know the whole thing with Jesse Ventura's kid came out yesterday that he has not been asked to be it, so everyone's just running with it, assuming it's Aaron Rodgers. It would be nice to have, was it March 26th? They're actually going to make it official,
right,
and make the announcement. Like, all of this is so speculative, and yet here we are discussing it. You got to hear from him one way or another. If for no other reason to tell us if he is or isn't going to be working with Kennedy.
Yeah, and he's not going to be, and I still stand by what I said yesterday, that this was a brilliant marketing move for RFK Jr. That's what this was. So, and this is, and what happened yesterday ended up being solidifying my point even more, because now he's saying, like, I'm not going to announce it today. I'm going to announce it in 2 weeks.
Right.
You'll find out. So now there'll be two more weeks of speculation and news and all of this stuff that is out there about Aaron Rodgers potentially being the vice president. And he's getting all this extra attention on his campaign and what he's about that he wasn't going to get if he just said that whatever Tulsi Gabbard was going to be my VP. So it's right. Just, it's a way to get your name out there in a different way.
And he needs to, because as I was reading on this, reading up about this yesterday, they don't have enough, they need a bunch of, not votes, signatures to actually get on the ballot. Like, as an independent, they're not qualified to be on the ballot. And so you're probably very right. By doing this, it brings a lot of awareness. I think that they have enough signatures, if I read it right, in 7 states so far, and they got a long way to go. So you're here on March 14th. You got 12 days. Everybody's talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. and, of course, Aaron Rodgers. The awareness has been, I mean, tenfold from where it was 48 hours ago.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that, I mean, I know there's people around here at WFAN who don't follow any of this stuff and have no idea who RFK Jr. even is, as I've heard on the air yesterday. But I think there's a lot of the country, too, that are football fans that are not familiar. I mean, it's Trump, Biden in your face all the time. Trump, yeah. Biden, aren't familiar with him running or what his platform is. So I think that using his friendship with Aaron Rodgers in this way was probably smart for his campaign. Now, they didn't expect this Sandy Hook story to come out.
Right.
That ended up coming out, and now that's a different layer of stuff that Aaron Rodgers is going to have to deal with.
That's the one thing. Like, when you get in, it's one thing for us meatheads like me and you to sit there and rip on a guy's talent, bad play, interception, the way he is on a football field. When you jump into politics, though, that's the one thing. Like, all of a sudden, people from every walk of life are trying to tear you down, especially the media, that are going to start digging up your past. So, I didn't expect it, for sure. But the more I think about it, I'm not surprised now. It shouldn't. It's not right. I'm not saying these conversations should have come out. But with the cesspool of social media and regular media that we deal with on a daily basis, nothing shocks me anymore.
Yeah. And I actually saw Andrew Marchand tweet that yesterday. He goes, when you dip your toe in politics, you're covered differently.
Yeah.
But still, and I understand that RFK Jr.'s campaign confirmed that RFK Jr. himself was considering Aaron Rodgers, but he still himself has never said anything about this.
That's what I said. We're having all these conversations. It's not official. We don't even know if it's true.
It might be someone like you, said, that could be the VP. The whole thing's so stupid. It really is stupid.
All right, Jerry, we will take a break. We'll come back. We'll keep going on this crazy Thursday. It's going to be almost 70 degrees today the city. That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.